This is GQDN for Tuesday. Sorry, for Wednesday, July 16th, 2025. All right, fine. It feels like a Tuesday, but it is Wednesday. But today, we talk about a rally towel. We got some entertainment news, one movie, two shows, all interesting. And aren't we being a little bit naughty? Okay, settle down. Because we begin today via, before I forget, what we're brought to you by. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. It's Audible, right? Yeah, my brain's gone. Buy swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest and get Quest worthy. It's really good stuff. Good stuff, 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 stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. All right, so let's begin. Because if I was AI, I wouldn't make that mistake. PC Gamer said that the EU has commissioned a study on the generative AI and the copyrights. So why did they do this? Well, one, we know that the world of AI is moving pretty fast. Not just for the tech companies and the Wall Street investors, but it's also for the legislators. And the EU legislators are looking at the copyrights, and it's where the existing laws are now being brandished, like the plastic cutlasses, just to slow down the generative of AI. And there was a paper that was commissioned by the EU's Policy Department for Justice, Civil Liberties, and Institutional Affairs that was authored by Professor N. Lucci in the University of Pompeu Fabra, Barcelona, Spain. The report itself was 171 pages long, and it did outline some problems with the current legislative approach with AI. And they were looking at Article 4, which would grant a pass card for extraction and reproduction of legally accessible content. Because Article 4 did say that the paper points out, quote, was originally deliberately narrow to preserve the balance between enabling innovation and protecting the rights of authors and creators. And TDM is meant to drive knowledge, not creative expression, from the analysis of large volumes of data, end quote. Then the paper went out to the opt-out model and said, quote, the opt-out model presumes the copyright or copying is lawful unless authors embed machine-readable reservations, robots.txt, IPTC, C2PA, etc., that inversion of the burden effectively treats silence as content. It would be akin to assuming that contents of a book are freely reproducible unless the author prints no copying on every page, undermining the very structure of exclusive rights, end quote. Now, once again, AI is going into the video games business. So I'm certain and very sure that we will talk about this somewhere down the line on the weekly show. Now, I would also like to inform you that the analog N64 console is delayed. GamesRadar.com did say that. And the analog FPGA N64 console was hit with another delay. And this time, it was about the US tariffs. So the reimagined N64 was supposed to bring HDMI convenience and hardware emulation to the retro game players this month. But there was a new update on social media, and the update did say that the Analog 3D will now arrive in August. And that's where Analog did get up on X and said, quote, following last week's sudden tariff changes, Analog 3D will now begin shipping next month. We're absorbing the costs. Your pre-order price stays the same. No additional charges. Late August, the wait ends. Reviews go live with everything we've been saving for this moment. We poured everything into Analog 3D, and we can't wait for you to see it yourself, end quote. So Analog 3D for your N64 games will be available next month and the prices will not be affected. Now, what that means is the price will still be at $250. And you can get a Bluetooth controller for pre-order at Amazon for $40. So, with the prices staying the same, will you get it? If you like retro games, you can let me know at Joe Brum's Blue Sky and X. Now, that wasn't a failure, was it? Even though I was pretty much a failure today. The Zynga Boss said that Star Wars Hunters was not a failure. BigGameSpot.com, and yep, he said that. And he was speaking with the game business, he being the CEO, Frank Gibbeau, and he said that the team did build, quote, a great tech base, end quote, and a pretty good game with Hunters. But the game did not show up as a viable business, according to GameSpot. Because Gibbeau did say that there was some lacks of, quote, organic installs from the license. In fact, a much fuller quote, we had some issues with how we could explore intellectual property. You could play Darth Vader, or you could not, that sort of thing. We ended up with a cross-platform game on Switch and mobile that ran perfectly. It was fun, but it didn't engage over the long term, and it wasn't a viable business. Now, Zynga did first announce Star Wars Hunters during a Nintendo Direct presentation on February 2021, and it did launch in June 2024. But the game did cease operations on October 1st, 2025, and that's with the one final update on April 15th. So the PC port for the game is also canceled. Now, Star Wars Hunters is still available for the mobile devices and Nintendo Switch. Yeah, it was up on PC too. Oh, we get naughty now. Maybe not. We're just going to talk about the adult games because Engadget did say that Steam is now banning games that violates the, quote, rules and standards of the payment processors and banks. And this does affect a lot of games, but it more affects the adult games. Don't know what I'm saying about that? Well, kids, ask your parents. But to the news itself, SteamDB got up on X and said, quote, Steam has added a new rule disallowing games that violate the rules and standards set forth by payment processors and card networks or internet network providers. At the same time, many incest-themed games were removed from the store. Like I said, the adult content was being removed. Maybe not all, but some of it was. Now, they're not the only ones that ban purchases on for adult things. MasterCard and Visa did the same thing for a popular adult site, just for context. So, if you're playing those games, you've been warned. Okay, let's get our head out of the gutters, right? And let's put our butts in the chairs. GamesRadar.com says that there is a gaming chair that has surpassed $3 million on Kickstarter. Now, this gaming chair is an ergonomic type chair. Supports the back very well. And since people saw it, they also saw the gold for this at $49,000. And right now, that chair has raised almost $4 million. The article says $3 million. The actual number is $3.8 million. And this is the world first from Libernovo, the world first dynamic ergonomic chair. And they said that the chairs will be shipping from July. So here's what they have. Bionic FlexFit backrest, dynamic support system, omni-stretch massage, four recline positions, 105 degrees to 160 degrees, and precision adjustments. Now, they're saying that the MSRP for the chair is $1,296, but through Kickstarter, it's on sale at 40% off, so $769. Now, the reason for that is because of what's on it and what I just told you in the description of it. Two colors are shown, white and black. So, if you want it, it's available. Okay, that's the equipment for today. It's a chair, but we got some entertainment to talk about too. Let's start with a movie. Zelda movie. and the lead actors via Kotaku has been revealed. So Link will be portrayed by Benjamin Evan Ensworth. He was in Pinocchio. And the one appearing as Zelda is Bo Braxton. Now, only the names have been announced, but Bo Braxton did get up on X, on the Japanese X account, and said, quote, "I am pleased to announce that for the live-action film of The Legend of Zelda, Zelda will be played by Bo Braxton's son, Link by Benjamin Evan Ensworth's son. I am very much looking forward to seeing both of them on the big screens." Oh, wait. That was Shigeru Matoyo. And he got up on the Nintendo Japanese X account. Sorry about that. But he also made another tweet. Quote, "The film is scheduled to be released in theaters on May 7th, 2027. Thank you for your patience." End quote. All right. So if you don't like the films, how about some TV stuff? GamesRadar.com said The Last of Us Season 3, well, it might not be the end. According to an HBO boss, and that is Casey Bloys, he talked to Variety, and he did talk about the future of The Last of Us TV series. And we know that the TV series has gone under some reconstruction, if you will. And the reconstruction of the TV series, well, it now has a release window for The Last of Us Season 3. Here's what Bloys did say, quote, "The series is definitely planned for 2027. Craig is still working it out whether it will be two more seasons or one more big season or one more long season. It hasn't been decided yet, and I'm following Craig's lead on that." End quote. One or the other, but this one's going on too. And I don't know, some of you like Stranger Things. Netflix dropped a season 5 trailer via GamesRadar.com, and according to them, it does look pretty good. Right, there's your entertainment. Let's get to some games, shall we? And we're going to start with Neverwinter Nights 2. PureXbox.com says that the Enhanced Edition is out now on Xbox. And, some people liked it. Some people were like, eh. In fact, PC Gamer said, quote, "This is a fantastic version of one of my favorite games. An Obsidian and D&D classic that really deserves its flowers. This isn't a flashy graphics overhaul, but a competent, measured, and effective cleanup job. One that leaves plenty accessories in place. Your party members will still have the dumbest friendly AI I have ever seen in an RPG, but I don't know if I'd want it any other way." That is very positive. Polygon was mixed on the console review. Quote, "The game enhanced edition, unlike these developed by Beamdog for the Baldur's Gate series, does little to improve or expand the original experience. However, this is still an epic tale of sword and sorcery set in the famous Forgotten Realms. If you missed a chance to play it when it came out, or if you just can't get enough of D&D games, it's worth giving Neverwinter Nights 2 Enhanced Edition a chance." End quote. Forbes get an 8 out of 10. Quote, "This is functionally the same game as it already existed, but optimized to run better on modern hardware, along with some bug fixes and perhaps upgrades to think like enhanced resolution support. Fundamentally, what this does is bring one of the PC gaming most beloved classics, RPG, to consoles and modern computers for the very best time in a way that highly enjoyable, and that's worth commending in and of itself." So, yep, that's out. But never say never, right? Neverness Taverness, the second closed beta, is coming as well. And WCCF Tech was talking about it. And right now, they're saying that it's a pretty good game in itself, because they think that's ready for release right now. But they are not giving me a date. And that's mainly because there's no date announced. But looking it up on the web, I can see that the closed beta did start on July 3rd. And the game is tentatively scheduled for late this year. But will it? Oh, we shall see. But if you can't wait that long, PlayStation Plus members, PlayStationLifestyle.net said that you can get Sage or Sage Outfit, Silvermine Blackling, Sage's Snap Axe Pickaxe, and those freebies will expire on September 24th. It's the Fortnite Emerald Gamer Pack. just for PlayStation members. Oh, won't those Fortnite players be envious? Speaking about envious, maybe a lot of gamers will be envious of, for all you Nintendo collectors. MyNintendo.com says that the Donkey Kong Bonanza Rally Towel is up, and it's only available in North America. So if you want the Rally Towel, it's on the My Nintendo app, and you can buy it for 650 Platinum Points. But if you don't want to spend the points, it's $50 in the store. So go get your Rally Towel. Go get it. You can go get us too. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some games, people.